Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Right over here we are. The Outdoor Guys is now in session. We've left the confines of Jesse Brown's over in the heart of the South Park Shopping District, the Sharon Corner Shopping Center, that is, to come in and talk about all of the cool things going on in our Carolina outdoors. And on this episode, as we break down through the segments this week, one of which is going to include traveling the world. That's right, we're going to go a little bit over to Africa, down into Central America, South America, in search of Mr. Tarpon with one of our guests. Also, we're going to have a Bigfoot data analyst of sorts, a hobbyist, if you will. He runs Facebook North Carolina for Bigfoot searchers. I totally messed that up. And also, we're going to learn about Learn to Ride, which is a free program available here in the Charlotte area to people who want to learn to ride a bicycle. It's not just little kids either. It's all ages coming out to different places in the Charlotte area to learn how to ride a bicycle. I'm Bill Barty. DC Lucchese is joining us. Welcome, DC.
Oh, thanks for having me, Bill. Always a pleasure to be sitting alongside you here in the studios at WBT 1110 with our man TJ running the board. Thank goodness, because we can't be trusted with sharp objects or things that have buttons and lights. But hey, teamwork makes the dream work, as they say. And I don't think any of the things we're talking about on the show or any of the segments of the podcast could not be done without teamwork.
Amen.
I mean, let's just cut it real, right? I mean, no pun intended, talking about the fly fishing film tour. That fascinating bit coming up, talking about Atlanticus, one of the film segments in the film tour this year at the March 15th event. I'm fired up about that, and I cannot wait to hear about, literally, as you said, world travels, beautiful locations, fantastic fishing, and what it's like to try to balance real life with an E-A-L, real life with the two E's, real job, family, the whole thing. How do you put that all together, and how that thing is crystallized in one segment of the fly fishing film tour called Atlanticus. It's going to be hot. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's just one of the several movies that are going to be shown on the 2018 fly fishing film tour as it goes through 8 different countries, 175 different cities and showings. That March 15th is when Charlotte, North Carolina gets theirs. We have these tickets on sale at Jesse Brown's. They're $14. Come on over there. What it includes, of course, is live music starting at 5:30. The movies will start promptly at 7. It's not a river runs through it. It is anywhere from 6 to 10-minute movies, semi-based on the Warren Miller ski movies. If you remember those back in the 80s and maybe even earlier.
I'm not that old.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Anyway. Listen, everybody is invited. And I like what you did with your pun when you talked about real.
Well, I was trying not to, which is why I had to correct myself. So I wasn't trying to pun it up. But
it makes a segue for me because
indeed
at Jesse
does.
Brown's, we have the fly reel service going on. That's right, I said it. Fly reel service. Clean and lube for $25, where we will disassemble. We will lube your reel, clean your fly line, check all your knots, give advice on if you need a new fly line, reassemble, clean off, dust it all up, and have it ready for spring fishing like it's new again.
Right, because I mean, I view or equate the fly fishing film tour with the Masters. Once people see the Masters is coming and they see that on TV, everybody with a set of clubs is hitting the links. Fly fishing film tour is kind of the same way. If you are even remotely interested in the sport, this is your tipping point, your jazz session to push you over the top and go, I got to hit it. Well, before you hit it, you better get it and get it cleaned, get it ready, because chances are most of us who have jobs and families and kids and all that stuff, we hadn't been fishing all year. Stuff's been sitting around, and this is a great opportunity to get it. Get it in gear, get the gear ready to go, so then you can really enjoy the experience and not have equipment stand in your way.
So who is this for? Yes, it is for fly fisher people, anglers who like to go fly fishing, but it's also for people who appreciate independent movie making, or maybe they appreciate travel because the films go not just in the U.S. and North America, but around the world with this beautiful cinematography that you mentioned. Travel is in the air, as well as conservation. And there will be several conservation groups on hand at the Fly Fishing Film Tour. So all you need is a ticket, and the rest is easy. If you're a serious movie watcher, you just get closer to the front. If you want to see your friends and hang out at the bar at the Visualite Theater at 1615 Elizabeth Avenue on that March 15th night, yes, DC, my default is sales. I always go that way. Then you can hang back at the bar and visit a little bit. So the Visualite's a perfect venue for this to all occur. Okay, I'll
You're
quit.
Right. The Visualite is a fantastic venue for this. Fantastic venue. If you've never been, get your tickets and go. If you have been before, it's always a treat, and it's great to see some of the returning faces out there and the new ones as well. So looking forward to that one. Also looking forward, Bill, to talking about Learn to Ride. That's coming up on March 17th, and you can find all about that in one of the upcoming segments here on the podcast. But you can also find out on your own at learntoridect.com. Exactly as Bill described, it's an opportunity for anyone of any age and any desire and skill set to learn a life skill that is riding a bike. Simply put, it is simply an amazing program, free, open to everybody, 100% volunteer, started, run, etc. Couldn't do it without the guys at Bicycle Sport, Mecklenburg County Park and Rec, Public Health, Well Run Media, the volunteers we get from all over the place, Charlotte Country Day, Unknown Bike and Brew, those guys are fantastic, Crank Mafia, folks from Bank of America, the list goes on and on and on. And it's just a fantastic program. Like I said, free and open to everyone, and a great opportunity.
Hey, you sounded like you were just making up some words in there on some of those.
I was, yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this. Now, full transparency, we're going to talk to Ben Cooley of Bicycle Sport just about Learn to Ride. Mm-hmm. DC, you are one of the founders of Learn to Ride, and it's here in Charlotte. It is free, but is there any chance of that going to other counties across the state of North Carolina or even beyond the state of North Carolina?
Can't answer that, but I know we have had some folks come over from other park and rec districts and from park and rec down in, I want to say it was York County, but don't hold me to that, from other counties, park and rec departments who just said, hey, we wanted to see this, wanted to see what it looks like on the ground. There's no franchise tag on it or anything like that. If somebody wants to figure out how to do it where they are, you know, we are more than happy to share because, hey, you know, the more folks that are outside, in our opinion, the better.
Hey, DC Lucchese over there, Bill Barty over here. We are the Outdoor Guys. Is TJ the DJ, as John Wilson calls him, is over on that side. Hey, we're going to have a respectful conversation. Hold on to your hat. I'm going to try again. There's a Facebook page called North Carolina Bigfoot. There you go.
Done.
And in September 2018, Marion, North Carolina, and McDowell County is going to have a festival, a Bigfoot festival. This man is Stefan Jago, and he put together this Facebook page kind of to take the credible sightings, put them all in one place for people to comment on and participate in. We're going to have a conversation with him about Bigfoot. We're playing it straight too, DC. No joking, right?
Roger that. Roger that. I mean, we're talking legit, and we're talking Bigfoot, and we're talking about it here on the Carolina Outdoors program with the Outdoor Guys. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. So we're going to get a little bit of education on the North American ape, so to speak. Fill in your jokes anywhere you want to right now, because in latter segments, we're going to find out about Bigfoot. And we've had coyotes. We've had black bears. We've got deer everywhere, wild turkey. What about this North American Sasquatch, the ape?
We'll find out in just a moment from now.
He's DC Lucchese. I'm Bill Barty. Don Yeager on assignment. That means
fishing.
We'll be back with more after this on the Carolina Outdoors. Yeah.